lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, if you've been following along with me, you'll know that the last time that you heard me speak was about the sin of homosexuality. And there is such a thing as homosexuality today, and it's rampant throughout the world. Now, I say rampant, I'm talking about it's being brought to the forefront by those individuals, and I believe it's a small group of individuals throughout the world who are trying to force their lifestyle upon us, people who are living according to the Word of God, male and female. There is no such thing in the Word of God that says a man is to be with a man or a woman with a woman. It's man and woman. In the beginning, God created male and female. That's the only two genders that we find in the Word of God. Well, there is such a thing as the sin of sodomy. Last time we left off with Genesis chapter 18. Verse 20, it says, "And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous." The sin of sodomy is terrible in the sight of God. Genesis 19, verses 4 through 9. Now, notice this, that there were two angels that God had sent down to the city of Sodom to bring out Lot and his family before that city was to be destroyed by fire, because of the sin that was prevalent there, because it was rampant, and that was the sin of sodomy, homosexuality, men with men, women with women. And verse 4 of Genesis 19, we start reading there, and we find that Lot had invited these angels, these men, that the people of the city thought were just simply men, they were angels. Before they, when they came to Lot, Lot said, "Go in and rest yourself." And verse 4 says, "But before they lay down," these are the two angels, "before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter." And notice it was everybody. "And they called unto Lot and said unto him, Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them." And let me remind you, this "know them" means in a sexual way. Verse 6 goes on to say, "And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold now, I have two daughters, which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof." And let me stop here just a moment. And let me say, this is the reason that I'm a man and God is God. This is the reason I'm a human and God is God. Had I been God at that time, I would have destroyed everyone. Possibly not the daughters of Lot, his family, but I would have destroyed Lot as well. Look, can you imagine offering his daughters to these perverts to do whatever they wanted to do with them? But we read in the New Testament how that Lot was a righteous man. In other words, he was a saved individual. He was making some big mistakes in this city of Sodom. We make many big mistakes in our lives as saved people. And God doesn't zap us. He doesn't send us to hell. We know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. God loves us, and he wants us in heaven one day, and we will be there because we have trusted Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. So once again, had I been God, I would have zapped Lot. But then I happened to remind myself, I am a sinner just like Lot was, in the sense that Lot was a forgiven man. He was a righteous man. I'm a forgiven person because I've trusted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. There is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all sinned. The Bible says that we turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, and He has forgiven us of the sin. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Not only does this promise go out to the unsaved person, it goes to us who are saved. We don't pray that prayer to get saved again. We pray it because we are saved, and we want to be used of God. We want to be in right relationship with the Lord. We want to be in fellowship with our Heavenly Father so that our prayers will not be hindered when we go to Him in prayer. Well, getting back to this section of Scripture in Genesis chapter 19, we've read about how that these men of the city, these people of the city came and they wanted these two angels, they thought they were men, they wanted them to come out so they could have a sexual relation with them. Well, we keep reading here. Verse 9, Genesis chapter 19 says, "And they said, stand back." This is the men now. "Stand back." And they said again, "This one fellow came in to sojourn." They're speaking of Lot here. They're saying this man, Lot, came in to sojourn. He came in here, and he will needs be a judge. In other words, he's going to tell us what to do. We outnumber him. We're more important than Lot. And now it goes on to say, "Will we deal worse with thee," that's with Lot, "than with them," than with the angels, the men they perceived was in the house. "And they pressed sore upon the man," upon Lot, in other words, even Lot, "and came near to break the door." Well, there's many things we could look at here, and I want to look at some observations, some important things here. God's evaluation of the enormity and weightiness of the sin of Sodom. It says, "And the Lord said, their sin is very grievous." In other words, it's heavy. Genesis chapter 18 and verse 20. We read that. And then we see that the Sodomites, thinking the two angels were men, lusted after them. They said, "Bring them out unto us that we may know them." That's sexually. Genesis chapter 19 and verse 5 speaks of that. And then we see that the Sodomites were not interested in women, because Lot had offered his own daughters, and that would not satisfy the unnatural desires of these perverts in Sodom. Well, what happened? I'll tell you what happened. Judgment came. The Sodomite men were struck with blindness, according to Genesis chapter 19 and verse 11. And their city was burned by fire, Genesis 19, verses 28 and 29. Pride, prosperity, and abundance of idleness, and such things most often lead to moral looseness and lewd immorality. And folks, we've had that for many years in our country. We've had idleness, where people get things for nothing. They don't have to work for what they get. And that leads to sin. That leads to immorality, looseness, lewd immorality. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49. "Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy." We've seen great progress in our country. We've been blessed of God, and we've seen that we have wanted for nothing, that we had the fullness of bread, food, according to Ezekiel 16, verse 49. We had the fullness of bread, but we've been lifted up with pride. Look who we are. We're the United States of America. Look what we have. We've filled our hearts and our minds and our souls with the things of the world so much that even Christians are acting, looking, and smelling and being like the world today. And there's an abundance of idleness. People sit around with their games, with their telephones, with their iPhones, with whatever they have that will take their minds away from the Word of God. They're there watching these things instead of listening to "Thus saith the Lord." Well, notice something else. The sin of the Sodomites is mentioned twice in the New Testament as a warning to those who would live ungodly, and that's today. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 6. "And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly." Jude, verse 7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Now, we are sometimes told that the sin of the Sodomites was not homosexuality, but it was homosexual rape, according to these homosexuals who try to get you to believe that it was homosexual rape. And those who justify homosexuality try to argue that it is not wrong for a man to engage in sex with a man, but it is wrong for a man to force himself upon another man who is not consenting. This is what the homosexual says. Well, does God allow consensual homosexuality? Consensual means by mutual agreement. Is it permissible and lawful for a man to engage in sex with another man? Consider something else that I want to point out. Homosexual, according to the Word of God, Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22, is shameful. It says, thou shalt not lie with mankind as womankind. It is abomination. There's a shame involved here. Homosexuality is an abomination. It's shameful. Abomination means detestable, loathsome, repulsive, and heinous. For a man to lie sexually with another man is here strongly forbidden, as we look in Leviticus chapter 18. And the following verse, verse 23 of Leviticus 18, bestiality is forbidden because it is a perversion. And these were the very sins being practiced by the heathen in the land of Palestine. And once again, Leviticus chapter 18, verses 24 and 25. Now, we have the phrase in these verses, verse 22 of Leviticus 18, thou shalt not. This is the strongest way in the Hebrew language to tell a person not to do something. This is the same formula found in many of the Ten Commandments. It is an absolute prohibition, and it could be translated, thou shalt never. Literally, the verse says, thou shalt not, never, lie with a male as one lies with a female, that is, in a sexual way. What does God think about homosexuality? Verse 22 says it is an abomination. This means that it is detestable, loathsome, repulsive, and heinous. It is one of the strongest words to describe God's hatred of something. It is a stench in God's nostrils like the smell of vomit. It is something that is disgusting, nauseating, revolting, and sickening to God. The reason it is an abomination is that it is so contrary to what God has designed and established for the good of mankind. Now, you don't agree with that? Then take it up with God. God is the author. He is the one who's told us that in His Word. To understand more fully the seriousness of the sin of homosexuality and others like it, let's read now Leviticus 18, verses 24 through 30. Defile not ye yourselves in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled which I cast out before you, and the land is defiled, therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled, that the land spew you not out also when ye defile it, as it spread out the nations that were before you. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore shall ye keep mine ordinance, that ye commit not any one of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that ye defile not yourselves therein. I am the Lord your God.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.